Oh, hey, Megan here. I bet you didn't expect me to sneak in at the start of the episode. This episode is all about how to save consistently, and it is an answer to a listener question. And I just went all out on answering this question, and it ended up being a really long episode. So I've split it into two episodes where I'm going through all the tangible, practical applications of saving consistently and how you can do that. And then the episode that will come out next week is part two, where I talk about the mindset of being able to save consistently. So enjoy. Welcome to the Money Mindful podcast, where money mindset and life coach Megan Jean Smith, hey, that's me, teaches you how to transform your relationship to money and achieve your life goals so you can live a glorious, magnificent, delicious, awesome life and love being you. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Money Mindful podcast. I'm your host, Megan Jean Smith. So great to be here with you this week. We are in the second week of Uncapped. Oh my gosh. If you are not registered for Uncapped, never fear, it is not too late to join. I am keeping registration open for the whole 4 weeks as I am recording each session. So if you sign up now, you will get the replay from the first session that was last week. And at any time that you sign on, the replays will be available for, you know, until we finish the 4 weeks. And likewise, if you are overseas and the time zone isn't quite in alignment with you, but doing coaching sessions with me feels in alignment with you, register anyway, because you will get so much out of just watching the replays and going through the workbook. This is no joke. I am coaching you like you are my paid clients, and you will get so much out of this if you come and join. And if you're wondering, what the heck am I even talking about? Because I'm just assuming that everyone knows what Uncapped is now, because I've been talking about it and we've started and it's all happening and it's amazing. But basically, Uncapped is 4 weeks of live coaching with me to reach uncapped potential in your money and life goals. So you'll define what your amazing, like, fuck yes goals are that help you live your most vibrant life. You're going to outline what action you need to take to achieve those goals. You'll have the opportunity to workshop them with me personally and get coached. You will be able to uncover your personal challenges and obstacles that might be in the way of you achieving those goals. And I am going to show you how you can powerfully overcome them, right? And then you're also going to have the opportunity to be coached by me on anything that comes up, because there are no limits, unfortunately, to the mindset barriers that can pop up for us that get in the way of achieving our goals. It's not actually the actual action that you're not able to do. Sometimes what comes and bites you in the bum is the mindset stuff. And the tricky thing with that is that we're often unaware of our own barriers to creating our money and life goals. So this is why this 4 weeks of coaching is so powerful, because you will have, this isn't just a step-by-step, oh, do this, do that, and this is how you create your goals. You'll actually be able to go get coached by me and help you work through those mindset barriers so they're not barriers anymore, and you can move through and get on with achieving these beautiful money and life goals of yours. So if you're not already registered, go to meganjsmith.au/uncapped, and there will be a link in the show notes wherever you are listening to this, whether it's on my website or whatever podcast player. If you scroll down to the information about this episode, you'll see that there is a link to register for this free coaching with me for 4 weeks. All right. Today, I'm going to address a question from my Instagram community. I put a call out, oh my gosh, a while ago now, to just talk about the podcast. And I said, hey, if you've got any questions, anything that you would like me to address on the podcast, hit me up and I'll make sure I do an episode on it. So one of the questions from Becky, and she asked me this back in March. So, hey, Becky, shout out to you. I'm getting to your answer now. Becky asked how to save consistently, right? How can you save consistently? And I immediately thought, wow, this is an awesome question that I know so many, this will benefit so many of you. And there's two main things that I want to cover with you today. One is the practical applications and actions that you can take in terms of supporting you to save consistently. And two is the mindset. And I've got to say that, yes, the practical actions, of course, are helpful. However, I just want to give you the little heads up that often it's the mindset piece that is so much more valuable if you unpack that, because when we take actions around money, but we don't back it up with the mindset work, that's when we find ourselves being inconsistent because we can't follow through because we're still following our own patterns and blind spots that we might be unaware of. So I'm going to start with the practical actions that you can take, because I know that this is often what everybody wants. It's like, just tell me what to do and I'll do it, right? Let me know how I can save consistently. So let's go through that. I've written a list of them and I'm just going to list them off, like things that you can do to help you save consistently. So the first one is, I would suggest, is track your savings. Give yourself a method of receiving that dopamine hit. Now, don't poo-hoo this, because I'm telling you, this stuff works. There's something about receiving a reward that our brain just loves, right? You've only got to look at kids. They get so excited when, you know, a sticker goes on a chart. And don't think you're beyond that, adults. All right, I'm just going to put it out there. Don't think you're beyond that. You will be amazed at the difference it makes when you color in a box, or you tick a box, or you give yourself a star sticker every time you save some money. And there's no rules in the way that you can do this. I've actually seen lots of these coloring in savings charts that you could just Google savings chart, I think, I'm not sure if that's the exact name, but just Google it and I'm sure it will come up with lots of different pictures. I've seen people drawing houses or a thermometer. I mean, you could draw whatever you want, a star, a heart, and then you just color in blocks every time you save a certain amount of money. Like each block is worth, you know, $100 or $50 or whatever. And every time you save that amount, you color it in. The beauty of this is that it gives your brain a little dopamine hit from every time you color in that box. You're like, ooh, right? Like, because you're getting a reward. And so then you want to do it again, right? Because it makes you feel good. So that's one. Track it, okay, in some form. The second is, and these are in no particular order, by the way, the second is automate it, right? Automate money coming out of the account that you get paid into every time you get paid. This works really well if you are a salaried employee. If you work for someone and have a regular salary, this works beautifully. if you are a business and maybe you don't have consistent income coming in, this might not work as well for you. Okay. You might need to do a different method, and I've got other things up my sleeve that I've got for you. But automation is a great way to take the temptation of not doing it away, right? Like, just automate it, make it easy for yourself. It's, you don't even have to do anything, right? Like, once you've got it set up, you've just got that amount of money going into that other account every week or every month or whenever you get paid. The next thing is to put your savings into a separate account that is not your regular everyday banking account. The reason why I suggest this is out of sight, out of mind. Okay. So, and I would even take that a step further and not have it on a banking app on your phone where it's really easy to access, right? So have your savings in a separate account that you can only access on the computer. So you literally have to go into the computer, log on, log into the bank to be able to take the money out. It just, it's making it harder for you to get that money if you are having trouble with saving consistently, right? This is, I'm just suggesting things that are going to help you to make it easier for you. The next is save by percentages, not amounts. And this is really helpful if, one, you don't have a regular income, so your income fluctuates. Saving by percentage is a beautiful way to help you, because it doesn't matter how much money your income's coming in if you're just putting away 5% or 10% or 30% or 1%, right? That saves you from having the angst or the worry of, oh, I can't put away that much this month, right? Because this big bill's come in, or I've had a slow month in my business. When you're doing it by percentages, hey, if you don't make any money that week, then you don't put any money in savings, right? It takes the pressure off. And likewise, if you make double that week than you normally make, then hey, double the amount is going in that normally would. What a beautiful thing, right? The other suggestion I have around percentages is, if you are having trouble sticking to saving regularly, take it down to the minimum baseline of what you think is an absolute no-brainer that you can save. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Start with 1%. Now, you might be thinking, 1%, that's nothing. And you, right? And it isn't a lot, right? If you're only saving $1 out of every $100 that you make. But hear me out on this. What we do, it's like a diet or an exercise plan. We go really hard at the start and we're so enthusiastic and we're loving it, but then we can't keep the momentum up. We can't keep saving at that rate, or we don't take into consideration other things like big yearly expenses that we might have or so forth. So, and also, if you've never developed the muscle of saving, give yourself a chance to develop a savings muscle in an easy way for you. So, you know, flat out, you are not going to notice if you saved $1 from $100, right? I mean, I'm sure you probably are going to be saving way more than that, but I'm just using this as an example that start with where you just think, oh my gosh, yes, of course I could save 1%. Oh my, like, yeah, there's no way I never wouldn't do that. And then you can just keep increasing it until you get to that point where there's some wobbles, right? Like, maybe it's 3%, maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 25%, right? I'm not trying to put a percentage on you. You get to decide what that is for you. But once you start to get to that point where you're like, ooh, I don't know if I could put 25% away every time I get paid, that might be, oh, you know, I mean, there's I'm not suggesting that 1 week or 1 month you're like, woohoo, I've got extra money, I'm going to save more. Knock your socks off. But this question is about saving consistently. So keep it at a percentage that you just know is a no-brainer for you. Yep, I know I could just always put away 5% of my income. No problem, right? And then you just keep putting that away. And then when you get your tax return or when you get a bonus or when you land a big client or whatever it is and you feel like, you know what, I want to put an extra amount in my savings, great. Okay, so the next one is, and this is a bit, this could be a bit morbid, but, and maybe this should be in the mindset category, but this is an action that you can actually take because I want you to visualize it. I want you to visualize little old Nana you or little old grandma you looking in her bank account with $0 in there and then looking around her house, look at all the stuff that she doesn't even need that she's accumulated in her life. How does she feel? Right? What is she thinking? How does she feel? Now, if it's negative and she's not feeling good, then now is your chance to do something about that because that little old lady is you, right? And your future self, look after her now, right? Don't make your future self suffer for the short-term dopamine hits that you're trying to get now from spending money, right? Like just take a moment to really think about that, like visualize that. When you're older, would you rather have money in the bank or a home or assets that you've bought, like investment assets, or would you rather have just stuff, random plastic kids' toys and bits of furniture that you just not even into, or 5,000 jackets that you never wear? You know, just think about it from that perspective. Now, I'm going to give you some powerful mindset stuff on this, so hang tight, but I just want to take you through the rest of the practical actions. And the last two is, one, don't follow the gurus if it doesn't work for you. I'm not a guru. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not suggesting in any way, shape, or form that I know better than you about how you can manage your money, right? You know yourself better than anybody else in the universe, and you know what you are capable of doing and what works well for you, right? Whatever your personality type is, whether you're neurodivergent, whatever, right? Like some ways that the financial gurus suggest to you to save might not work for you. And I just want to offer you, don't make yourself wrong because their method doesn't work for you. Find the method that does work for you, right? Like if I've given you lots of suggestions already, but some of those you are just not going to align with or connect with because of just who you are for whatever reason. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you try to follow somebody else's method that doesn't work for you, good luck with that, mate, right? That's where you're going to have trouble staying consistent because you're doing something against the grain. You're actually going against yourself. You're following somebody else's method that actually doesn't work for you. Like I just made a suggestion of put money aside in percentages, right? Because that can be so helpful when you don't know what money's coming in and you have irregular income. But for someone else, that might be like, no way. I do not want to deal with percentages. I just want to put away $100 every week. Boom, we're done, right? Like that's perfect for you if it's perfect for you, right? You get the drift. And the very last thing that I would suggest that you could try is track your spending. Now, tracking your spending, it can be as simple as just getting an app on your phone. There's so many of them. If you just search in your apps store, like spending tracker, when you know what you're spending on what, it can be very illuminating and very powerful and a huge motivator to not spend money. Because often we just spend money without realizing how much we're actually spending on certain things. And again, nothing wrong with that. It's not about making yourself wrong. But when you track it for a period of time, you can just start to see, oh, hey, look at that. I spend this money here, but that's actually not something that I really care about or that's important to me. So, you know, I'm going to stop spending that money on that and I'm going to put it in my savings account, right? It's as simple as that. It's just awareness, right? It's just collecting data so you can make informed decisions. So just quickly, I'll run through that list. So practical actions that you can take to save consistently are, one, track your savings to give yourself that dopamine hit and give your brain a reward. Two, automate it so it's a no-brainer. You don't even have to do it. Three, put it in a separate account away from your regular banking so you can't easily access it. Four, save by percentages, not amounts. Five, when you're older, how will you feel if you have an empty bank account and a house full of stuff, right? Just ask yourself that question. Six, I think that's where we're up to. Don't follow the gurus if it doesn't work for you. Do a system that works for you. This may take some trial and error. And finally, track your spending. Okay, so there's lots of practical applications in there that you can experiment with and see what works for you to help you save consistently. And the take-home message that I want to give you from this as well is there is no right way. And, you know, I'm going to be really full on about that because so many financial advisors or people, you know, financial influencers or whatever will lead you to believe that, hey, this is how you're supposed to do it and this is the way and it's the only way. No, that is BS, right? There's lots of different ways that you can manage your money, take care of your money. It's up to you personally what works for you. And sometimes there's experimentation that is required to find out. Like you might have to try a way of saving to realize, you know what, that doesn't quite work for me. I don't want to put my money in three different buckets, right? I want to put it in five different buckets. So you get the point. There's no right way. Your way is the right way, okay? And you just need to find that out for yourself. Okay, let's move on to mindset, people, because this is the juice. Oh, I'm just going to have to leave you hanging there because that was where I cut the episode and you will hear all the juicy mindset goodness next week. I will go over that. And before I leave you, I just want to let you know of something new, something delicious, something awesome I am now offering my clients. This was born out of an actual double session that I did with one of my clients. She wanted to really hone in on working on her marketing funnel. And so we did a double session and we went all in on this project that she wanted to do. And then of course, because she's a long-term client of mine, she was able to follow up with me to get that off the ground. And I decided that I want to offer that to you. So I am now offering a VIP week where you can work with me for 90 minutes in an intensive coaching session. And we will work on a project of your choice or a goal of your choice. So perhaps you want to start a business. Maybe you want to do a deep dive in transforming your money mindset. Do you want to hit your next income goal, launch a podcast, or make a big change in your career, life, or business, or simply increase your confidence at work or in business? So this is for you to get clarity on your big money or life goals. We'll cover the mindset you need and an action plan to make it happen. And what's included is a comprehensive pre-session questionnaire where I'll find out exactly what you want to work on, what your challenges are, so we can hit the ground running when you join me for the 90-minute one-to-one session on Zoom with me. You'll then get a follow-up email with your mindset and action plan for your goals, and then you will have 1 week's integration support through voice coaching on Telegram. And because it's a new offering, I am pricing this at $690, but for the duration of Uncapped, while I'm running Uncapped, which is until the 18th of May, this is 2023, people, if you're listening to this in the future, I am offering this VIP week at $575. Woo! So if you have been wanting to work with me, this is an opportunity to come and work with me at a freaking amazing price point that is going to just blow your socks off with the value that you will receive for the week working with me. So if you want to take me up on that offer, there will be a link in the show notes that you can do that. And if you are part of Uncapped and you've been coming to the sessions, I will make sure that you have a link in an email where you can access that VIP week. And by the way, if you haven't been joining us for Uncapped, what is happening in your life? Get registered for that, because we are blowing shit up in this 4 weeks of live coaching. All right, until I speak to you again next week, have an amazing week. Bye-bye. Ready to get uncapped with your money and life goals so you can live a vibrant life you love? You're in the right place. Get uncapped. This is 4 weeks of coaching with me to reach uncapped potential in your money and life goals. Register now by going to meganjsmith.au/uncapped.